Just to build on the on this issue of the SDGs and this global agenda, you have these different agendas at international and national level always happening. Your authorities are always pushing a specific agenda, and the question is, how do you relate that to your human rights agenda? It's not human rights first. It's very unfortunate to say that, but it's the reality on the ground. You need to bring in a bit the human rights agenda as a Trojan horse. And the example of Katarina's, so the UN Special Rapporteur's activities, engagement in the MDG-SDG agenda is a very good example to show how tough it has been to get her on board to convince the UNICEF WHO Joint Monitoring Program to actually invite her to meetings went through actually governmental lobbying. We had to make sure the Swiss and the Dutch push for her to be attending those meetings. And then I recall the Berlin meeting a couple of years ago where eventually she managed, and that's where you notice also the importance of the individual. She managed to convince the other players that there was a gap in terms of the equity aspect. She didn't speak about
equality.
She spoke specifically, equality, equity. Well, there you see the fine tuning. We didn't speak about non-discrimination in the human rights language. Non-discrimination, no one would have understood. So it was, and the word equity was the language people in the water sector could understand. And then, of course, Yves reacts. Equity is not the right the wording. But this word equity was the way in to say, well, the human rights approach helps out on this issue. It is and that was the little Trojan horse. For now, we don't have yet on this whole SDG and MDG discussion the whole parameters of what we call in the human rights terms the procedural guarantees. Meaning access to information to local populations, participation, access to remedies, all these for the moment are absolutely inexistent. But at least we have a first step in there with this equity parameter. And this worked out in the sense that institutionally, and don't forget to link it also institutionally, it meant that Katarina was leading one of the four subtopics on WASH, which was water and sanitation and hygiene. Just for you to understand, in the water sector, we have, when we speak about one SDG on water, we speak about three big pillars. The first one only is talking about population's access to safe drinking water and sanitation. The second pillar is really the whole upstream, downstream, what we call integrated water resource management, meaning all the areas, the issues around that will affect the quality of the service. And then the third pillar is the wastewater management. And for those who are passionate about environmental issues, that's the 80% wastewater that runs straight into rivers and lakes and the sea eventually. So the idea was really to keep these three pillars as an interconnected, interdependent structure, but we are still talking only the goals and not the implementation. So thinking that for us the job is done, by far, it's not. But we have a first step that was to make sure Katarina can have a word to say in the first pillar under this topic of equity. And she was coordinating that topic and therefore attending all these other discussions. And so there was this whole sensibilization, sensitization, awareness raising. Yeah.